21 hotels we can't wait to visit in 2018. As travel editors, there are two questions we're asked on a consistent basis. Do you travel a lot? Yes, and it's wonderful. And where are you going next? In many cases, we answer the latter with a city or country, but on occasion, it's a hotel. Some truly standout properties are destinations in their own right. To inspire your 2018 bucket list, we're sharing the stays worth traveling for. Our picks dot the globe, hopping from Marrakesh to Hong Kong to Chicago to Maui. The variety reaches beyond geography, too. We're heading for floating bungalows, design-forward skyline perches, so remote they're otherworldly resorts, and everything in between. There are buzzy recent openings, Hello Nomad LA, and iconic household names like The Plaza. Intimate 12-room properties contrast with 300-key skyscrapers, and the amenities run the gamut from calligraphy lessons to breakfast with giraffes. You'll also find a few of our world's best awards winners woven throughout, like the 2 years running best hotel in the world, Indonesia's Nihi Sumba, and former It List picks like Barcelona's amenity-packed Soho House, Elizabeth Point Lodge, Amelia Island, Florida. I was completely charmed by this hotel and the nearby town of Fernandina Beach a few years ago during a short stay, and it's past time for me to return. Each day of that trip, I did little more than roll out of my cozy bed onto a beach chair, sip glasses of wine from the lodge's huge porch overlooking the ocean, and make quick trips into town for meals at fantastic local restaurants. It's the perfect place to book for a little low-key, easy-access R&R, exactly what I need this year. To book, Expedia.com, and it's from $350 per night. The Murray Hong Kong and Nicolo Hotel. Hong Kong. I go to Hong Kong at least once a year, and it's a city of great hotels. I'm excited to try the just-opened Murray, set in a beautiful 1960s building which has been given a glamour makeover by Foster and Partners. The rooms look sleek and serene, and there are places for drinking and dining on outdoor terraces, a relative rarity in the city, and it's in a great location in Central. To book, Expedia.com from $520 per night. The Royal Mansour, Marrakesh, Morocco. My husband and I are going on a belated honeymoon to Morocco this spring, and it's been particularly agonizing to choose where to stay. Royal Mansour, though, is a no-brainer. It's like being in your own private mini riad, complete with a rooftop fireplace and plunge pool. There's a palatial spa and an outdoor pool surrounded by gardens where we can kick back after a day of exploring Marrakesh. Expedia.com from $1,342 per night. Hotel de Crillon, a Rosewood hotel, Paris, France. I've been dying to see this landmark Paris hotel, which was closed for 4 long years and finally reopened last summer. By all accounts, it's even more beautiful than before, with a lobby that still shines with historic 18th-century details, but now buzzes with a more youthful energy. I just want to sit there and sip champagne and people watch. You can book on Expedia.com from $1,293 per night. The Plaza Hotel, New York, New York. Perhaps the most famous hotel in the world, the Plaza will always have a place in my heart because of all the movies it has been featured in. It's the backdrop of a bittersweet love story in The Way We Were, a cosmopolitan dream in Big Business, the site where a dangerous case of mistaken identity begins in North by Northwest, and where Michael J. Crocodile Dundee learns what a bidet is. Overexposed as it may be, the Plaza is a classic, and I can't imagine a better staycation. Go to Booking.com from $821 per night. Amanyan Gyun, Shanghai, China. Of all the hotels I'm dying to check out in 2018, Aman's new Shanghai resort is at the top of the list. Designed by architect Kerry Hill, Amanyan Gyun is made up of 50 Ming and Qing dynasty area homes that were saved from destruction and carefully transported 400 miles from the Jiangxi province. These ancient dwellings are now antique villas with intricate wood carvings and serene courtyards. While it's hard to imagine ever wanting to leave such swanky digs, I'm sure I'd be lured away by all the cool activities on offer, from calligraphy lessons and traditional tea ceremonies to Chinese painting. Go to aman.com, and you can book from $1,100 per night. Freehand Chicago, Chicago, Illinois. The next best thing to taking a vacation is finding an inspiring place to stay that not only allows you to feel at home, but also reflects the city you're in. Freehand Chicago, really the whole collection, has a fun design aesthetic that feels welcoming and young while offering unique cocktails and food at the Broken Shaker. I look forward to booking a stay here where it has a local influence, especially since I'll be exploring the city for the first time with a former Chicago resident. Go to booking.com from $209 per night. Soho House, Barcelona, Barcelona, Spain. In April, I'm celebrating my birthday and my long-overdue return to Europe with a trip to Spain. Before renting a car and driving along the Costa Brava region, I'll be looking for a chic, comfortable place to bed down in Barcelona. Since Soho House, Barcelona landed on our 2017 IT list, I've wanted to call this reimagined 18th-century apartment block home. I'm a real sucker for a beach view, rooftop pool, and cool Catalonian architecture and textiles. To book, go to SohoHouseBarcelona.com, and they are available from $322 per night. Giraffe Manor, Nairobi, Kenya. You've undoubtedly seen pictures of this aptly named manor on Instagram. A paradise where breakfast is spent with a namesake wildlife. I dream of spending a day or two at the estate before starting a week-long safari in the area. To book, go to thesafaricollection.com, and they are from $770 per night. Nomad Los Angeles, Los Angeles, California. Superstar hospitality team Daniel Hum and Will Godara hit it out of the park with the food and beverage service at the Nomad New York, their first foray into the hotel world. Now 5 years and a Michelin star later, they're helping to transport the Nomad concept to one of the hottest markets in the country, DTLA. The just-opened property has 241 rooms with luxury touches like clawfoot tubs and custom-made Persian rugs. Honestly, I'm most excited about the food. Front and center will be the mezzanine, a formal dining room with favorites from the Nomad NYC menu and some Angelino twists. But I'm really looking forward to drinks at the Giannini Bar, from the team behind the New York's Properties Award-winning cocktail menu. To book, go to hotels.com, and rooms are available from $295 per night. Hotel Eden, Rome, Italy. Rome is forever on my return list. After an unforgettable semester there in college, it still feels like home any time I visit. I haven't been back in a few years, but when I get there, I dream of waking up at Hotel Eden. Like the city it's in, the Dorchester Collection Hotel, first opened in 1889, has an endlessly fascinating history, filled with international royalty and movie stars. It went through an extensive 17-month renovation and reopened last April, and according to the photos I've pored over, it's more elegant than ever. Go to bookings.com. Rooms are from $852 per night. The Dreamcatcher, San Juan, Puerto Rico. Last year, Hurricane Maria canceled my solo stay at this 12-room oasis, and I'm so looking forward to rebooking now that San Juan is back on its feet for tourism and in need of the financial support it provides. Though much of the Puerto Rican population is still working toward recovery, the Dreamcatcher staff reports the restaurants and shops in the neighborhood have reopened and the nearby beach is as beautiful as ever. The rooms have so much personality. The food gets rave reviews, and the activities on offer range from moonlight yoga to rainforest hikes to hands-on volunteer projects. Go to Expedia.com from $161 per night. Emangiri, Canyon Point, Utah. Now that we have two young kids, my husband and I dream of leaving them behind for a few nights and checking in somewhere totally child-inappropriate. The hushed atmosphere, wide empty spaces, and neutral palette of this classic Aman property in Canyon Point, Utah would be perfect. Go to hotels.com and book from $1,697 per night. Hotel Wailea, Relay, and Chateau, Maui, Hawaii. If anything could prove stronger than the desire to visit the islands of Hawaii for the first time, it might be the never-ending longing to go back. Were I lucky enough to find myself in Maui again, I'd do anything to stay at this lush and luxurious retreat. Located on a stunning cliff overlooking the ocean, Hotel Wailea offers the perfect mix of authentic Hawaiian culture and indulgent adults-only relaxation. Go to booking.com. Rooms available from $489 per night. Relais Christine, Paris, France. I've walked by and wondered about this charming hotel in Saint-Germain so many times. It always beckons like a well-kept secret, so I'm excited to check it out after a recent renovation. The decor is so personal and unique that it feels more like a private residence than a hotel. I will wake up each morning dreaming the Le Manche draperies are mine. Hotels.com. Rooms available from $535 per night. El Fen, Marrakesh, Morocco. Morocco, and specifically Marrakesh, has been on my bucket list since college. Our mascot was a camel. When El Fen opened its doors, I immediately started following it on Instagram and ogling the Moorish meets modern design. I'm a sucker for stylish and small boutique hotels, and this one ticks all of the boxes for me. Jewel-toned walls, eclectic artwork dotted around the property, lush Berber carpets and intricate iron-wrought lanterns. What more could you ask for in a Riyadh? It seems like the perfect home base after a day of haggling with merchants at the souks, sniffing aromatic spices around the food markets, and visiting the new YSL Museum. Go to Expedia.com. Rooms are available from $548 per night. Soneva Jani, the Maldives. The Maldives is basically my definition of paradise. Balmy temps in the 80s and blindingly white beaches surrounded by clear, tranquil, cerulean water. No big waves for me, please. If I'm ever lucky enough to go, the dream pad would be an overwater villa at Soneva Jani. From the private infinity pools outfitted with catamaran nets for lounging, to the water slides that plunge from the upper deck straight into the ocean, this place is every sun worshipper's dream. But my favorite feature is for when the sun sets. Bedrooms have retractable roofs, so you can stargaze from the comfort of your five-star bed. And we all know how amazing luxury hotel beds can be. Go to Expedia.com. From $3,070 per night. Tambo del Inca, Luxury Collection Resort and Spa, Sacred Valley, Peru. For years I've wanted to visit Peru to explore the archaeological sites and hike at least part of the Inca Trail. In my mind, I can already see myself kicking back in the wood-paneled spa or savoring a plate of tuna ceviche after a day spent wandering around Machu Picchu. Go to Expedia.com. Rooms are from $329 per night. Ion Adventure Hotel, Nesjavellir, Iceland. I have been dreaming of a trip to Iceland for years now, and its recent popularity has naturally moved it to the top of my destination bucket list. Because Ion Adventure Hotel is within easy driving distance to Reykjavik, Thingvellir National Park, and Gullfoss Falls. It's easy to get a lovely mix of city life and Icelandic nature without the hassle of shuffling from hotel to hotel. And as a travel and leisure recommended hotel for seeing the northern lights, I look forward to relaxing with a glass of wine and breathtaking views of the night sky at the end of an adventure-filled day. Go to booking.com, and rooms are from $366 per night. Nihi Sumba, Indonesia. There's a reason, lots of them in fact, that this hotel has been named TNL's number one hotel 2 years running. This luxurious secluded resort has just 33 villas and offers guests the opportunity to try fun activities like horseback riding, surfing, snorkeling, and spearfishing. As a beach person, I would love to experience the surf and sand in such a serene environment, away from the typical tourist hotspots. Go to Expedia.com. Rooms are from $750 per night. The Opposite House, Beijing, China. Made for the architecture lover, the Opposite House, designed by Japanese architect Kengo Kuma, marries dramatic contemporary style and traditional Chinese design in this 99-room hotel set in Taikoo Li Sanlitun, Beijing. Go to hotels.com, and rooms are from $251 per night.